Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's a little bit of a time warp. It's Wednesday, but I've got Andrew Frisky from Mount Edgecombe High School and Mike Vera from Sitka High in this morning, and we're putting them through the paces. As celebrity guest co-hosts, Andrew, you do have to do some work while you're here. There is some responsibility that comes with the job. I wonder if you would tell us what the forecast is for the Sitka zone today.
Well, I can handle that. For Sitka and Port Alexander, today cloudy, scattered rain showers, highs around 49, variable wind to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers, lows around 39, variable wind to 10 miles per hour. And Thursday, decreasing clouds, highs around 51, light winds becoming northwest 10 miles per hour in the afternoon.
All right, very good. And hearing you read that and knowing that you're a fisherman reminds me of Eric Jordan when he used to do Fin and Feather on Raven Radio, and he'd say his two favorite words in the English language are light and variable.
I think there's a lot of trollers out there that would agree with that.
Light and variable. And Mike Vera, the tide table for Sitka today?
Yeah, for all of you inexperienced boaters like myself, this can be very important. We've got a low tide of negative 0.9 feet today at 11:15, and the high tide at 5:48 p.m. of 8.4 feet, and the low tide again this evening, 11:15 p.m. at 3.3 feet. And the sun rose this morning at 6:03. It's scheduled to set tonight at 8:05, which is good. It's baseball daylight time there. And 14 hours and 2 minutes today, a gain of about 5 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Mike, Andrew, and I will be back right after this.
Support for Raven Radio comes from Steve Dahlquist, your Edward Jones representative in Sitka at 223 Harbor Drive. Edward Jones, making sense of investing.
It's Raven Radio's 30th anniversary celebration of radio. Mike Vera and Andrew Frisky, my celebrity guest co-host this morning. And Mike, I don't understand how you could be an inexperienced boater. Some of my earliest adventures on the water were with your dad out getting logs off the runway.
Yeah, I have good memories of that too. But
good memory.
I ended up spending too much time, I guess, in the gym in high school, and not enough time learning how to run the boat. My my first few boat experiences with my without my father ended up with my father very angry at me. So one of them involved the tide, and a good friend of mine who still lives in Sitka. No, I won't mention any names, but we spent a little extra time out on our adventure.
Okay, some unplanned beach,
right.
Quality beach,
yes.
Time. Well, that happens, but I think your dad was he was the high school shop teacher and one of the I think one of the first guys who was building aluminum skiffs, and I swear I could see the very boat he used to take me out on. I think is still in town. I see it trailered up. In a downtown neighborhood, still going strong.
Yeah, he built that thing, and we spent many a afternoon in that and hauled a lot of logs. And yeah, I think that was his prototype. He was kind of seeing what he could do with that one. And then they ended up building two or three of them in his classes over the course of his 28 years up there.
Yeah, back when welded aluminum skiffs were just sort of getting a toehold. And now it's kind of standard equipment around here.
Yep.
Yeah. We could spin many yarns about Steve Vera, but I wanted to take advantage of the fact that I had you guys here to talk a little bit about your schools, and in particular, a couple weeks ago, Andrew, there was that the basketball game. We had to give it a name. I don't know if it had a name. It was in support of the Afghani girls' school. But we called it the Teacher Hoopapalooza on our website. But what an event that was.
Yeah, no, it turned out to be just an amazing event. You know, we kind of weren't sure what to expect coming into the game, and how many people would show up and watch, and students, because, usually our students get in, for free to come, support their fellow students, but this was to support their administrators and their teachers. We weren't quite sure, and it was a packed gym, and ended up being an excellent event.
Yeah, we go on and on, during the basketball season about the Battle of the Bridge this, the Battle of the Bridge that. I thought it was an encouraging change, a kind of a refreshing break to see the faculties of the two schools out there. You appeared to be having a blast.
Yeah, I think it was a great balance. You know, coming into it, we weren't sure. It's like, well, if we take it too seriously, then, you know, we, but if you don't take it serious enough, you know, the folks probably wanted to watch a little bit of basketball. So our, we said we'd play if we could wear wigs, you know.
Yeah, you had the green hair, I remember.
Yeah, that's what they told me. I'm a little colorblind, but my wife reminded me that's what I was wearing.
You were definitely wearing the green hair. Sorry, Andrew.
It goes back to the roots there in Haynes.
Oh, of course, school spirit. And Mike, you had the tail. I mean, you can't really cast stones here.
Yeah, I had to have to credit Mount Edgecombe staff. We got wind about Thursday afternoon that Mount Edgecombe was going to be dressing up and looking pretty good. So all of a sudden, we got the pressure from the kids that we needed to have some outfits coordinated as well. So we actually showed up, and there was just a pile of stuff there. And I thought a tail was good for someone who runs with the Wolves.
Very good. Very good. And as far as the game went, I mean, a lot of you guys played basketball in school against each other, right? But you also housed up in Haynes, right? So you were kind of friends off the court and opponents on the court.
Enemies, right? On the court, yeah. No holds barred, that's for sure.
Yeah, we actually didn't cross paths too much. I think we played two or three times over the course of our high school careers because we were different classifications at that time. But the springtime and track and stuff was when I spent time with Andrew Moore. I went up there and always went to that Haynes track meet and stayed with him a couple times. So those were good memories.
A track meet in Haynes after the snow melted, I take it.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround up there. There's, you know, tons of snow now, but by the early part of May, middle of May, it's, you know, when every time I was up there, I remember it being 70 degrees and just amazing.
All right. So it's not surprising that given the jobs you guys have, your roles at the schools, I don't know if you had an active, you know, you were actively involved in bringing this event together or not, but it was, I don't know, there was just a great feeling in the gym that night. And I know I've been to both schools a lot. My own kids have gone to Sitka High, and I go over to Edgecombe a lot for one thing or another. It's, you know, it seems like it's overdue that the two would kind of partner up to kind of support a common cause.
And I think it was all the students. I know it came straight from our, I think the student councils of both Sitka High and Edgecombe, they go to each other's council meetings every once in a while, and they work on ideas together. And this was definitely a student thought of event. And so, you know, you had to credit the council of both schools to pull this off.
Yeah, we might as well. We can talk about them. They're probably in school. They're not listening. I know Muriel Sadler Hart at Sitka High was on the mic a lot, and it was Mamie Claire, I think.
Mamie and
Edgecombe.
Doug.
Yeah. And I guess a pat on the back to them. I wonder how the fundraising effort is going. They had an incredible goal that they were aiming for, but they seemed like they were well on their way that night.
And I don't think they were trying to get it all that night. I think they have a number of things going on. But yeah, like Andrew said, you know, I think the best thing about that event was it was all student-led. I had no involvement with it whatsoever. I think the staff, their whole involvement with it was being asked to show up and play. And that's, you know, that was pretty easy for us to do.
Who decided who would play and who would be a cheerleader?
That's a good question. Well, at Sitka High, there was kind of a fundraising effort to encourage some of the cheerleaders. And we actually had a few teachers who were very afraid of getting on the court. They didn't think they'd be nimble enough at their age to get out there. And, you know, Coach Petruski's invested a lot of money in his knees, and so he wasn't willing to put them out there either. And so he got talked into it. He's a great sport, and he kind of coerced his fellow teachers there to come out with him.
Okay, yeah. The bearded cheerleader, quite an interesting compromise there.
Yeah, to be honest, I was
trash talking.
Yeah, I was sure that that was not going to happen. I just could not picture that happening. And Mr. Pike did a great job. Great looking cheerleading squad.
Yeah. Anyway, it was quite the event, and I think quite reflective of what the two student bodies can do when they really put their minds together to pull off something like that. We've seen some other things. Andrew, the other day at the Choose Respect March, one of your students, Nelson Canuck, stepped up and gave a speech. We put a lot of it on Raven Radio. It was really kind of an inspired, off-the-cuff address. I mean, it seemed kind of remarkable for a high school student.
Yeah, Nelson's a pretty special kid. He's from Kipnuk, you know, and he's done some pretty great things at that school and around the state, you know, and it's just kind of shows you what kind of caliber of kids we have at these two schools, you know. Definitely, you know, special schools, and I think they feed off each other too, you know, in a positive way. You know, I think Edgecombe kind of keeps an eye on Sitka, what's going on here, and they work with each other too. So it's quite amazing. I think they've rose the bar for free school and what kind of efforts they do for folks. And now they're combining their efforts to make it even better.
Yeah, definitely. We were talking about there's actually some crossover for the proms. The two schools had proms on Friday and Saturday, and there was some crossing. The Battle of the Bridge kind of became the prom across the bridge a little bit.
Yeah, springtime's in the air, I guess. But yeah, both proms were actually scheduled on Saturday, and with all the kids going out to dinner and stuff, you know, we figured it was going to be there was going to be a lot of full restaurants, so we decided to spread it out, you know, and have it, you know, back to back, which students could double up on their dresses or tuxes, and it worked out pretty good, actually.
All right. And Mike, you were saying that the Sitka High Prom was one of the most elaborate productions you've ever seen.
Yeah, just I didn't get a chance to see it in person, but the photos I've seen of some of the costumes, it was a Alice in Wonderland theme, and the group that coordinated it put an incredible amount of time into, you know, putting together really great costumes. I saw Scott MacArthur in a Mad Hatter costume that was really great, great makeup job. I saw our principal, Dr. PJ, in a great costume. And as I was leaving the building on Friday, we were headed out of town to Wrangell, but as we were leaving the building, we were seeing the the Alice in Wonderland tunnel being built by Mr. Huey, and it was a pretty elaborate tunnel that went around that whole upper commons catwalk that kids walked through as they walked into the prom. So it was pretty neat.
Well, I missed it in person, but I've already seen a lot of pictures on Facebook. So it was it sounded like it was a great weekend. Andrew, we're heading back to headlines from Morning Edition and National Public Radio. I know you've got to go. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning and talking about this stuff with us. And thanks for bringing your kids all year long into the Tuesday morning slot. I know it takes a little arm twisting sometimes.
Yeah, no, but we really appreciate, you know, KCAW for giving us that spot, you know, to share what's going on over at Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High. It's a big deal, you know, especially when you put it on the radio and the parents can log in and click on listen to their kids talk. That's a huge, huge deal, and it's pretty exciting for those students to come over here and talk.
Yeah, and likewise, Mike, I know it's all you need is one more thing to do in your job, you know, scheduling students somewhere, but we really appreciate having Sitka High kids in as well and hearing about everything that's going on at your school, too.
Yeah, the great thing is now that they've kind of got used to it, they, you know, they kind of come to me in advance and want to do it, so there's not as much setting up anymore. They've kind of got them trained, and they're excited to come.
Great. All right. Well, we're headed back to headlines, the news from National Public Radio. We've run a little bit over time, but I always do. Whenever I have you guys in, we tend to run long. It's Raven Radio's 30th anniversary celebration of radio this week. You can participate at kcaw.org. I'm going to say goodbye to both my celebrity guest co-hosts this morning, and hope you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you very
much. Mike Vera and Andrew Frisky.